Okay, Simit Kuf Mem Aleph, Hilchos Megillah, Sif, Dalet, you said? Dalet, right?
Yeah, I think so. I'll
Yeah.
double check.
Okay, Lechvayna
Yeah.
Megillah, Yesh Lubash Big Day Shabbos Mi Be'erev. So, Lechavah the Megillah, you're supposed to wear Big Day Shabbos Mi Be'erev from the evening, meaning from Erev. I don't know why more people don't do this. I don't understand why ladies don't do this. I don't, as far as I know, women are not getting dressed up in Shabbos Begadim for the Megillah. It's a very lady type thing to be makbid on, but they're not. I don't know. I don't know what the pshat is. Also, was there a deal here to be made that it's lekavod the Megillah, and after the Megillah you could change back, or is that just mean for Purim? I'm not sure. Okay,
Just
Kishabah.
part of my doing with the kids. Everyone dressed in the costumes. Some people dress in the costumes with their kids.
I don't know, but it doesn't say to dress in a costume for the Megillah. It says to dress in Shabbos Begodim. So for me, dressing in Shabbos Begodim is in
You
itself a
should
costume.
wear jeans and a t-shirt.
No, wearing for me, Big Day Shabbos is a costume in itself, right? So fine. Okay, Shabbos Beis HaKnesses, Yimtzeh Beis Neiros Dalkus. That's another halacha that I think, I don't know. Truth is, I haven't been in too many houses. But when you tell this to people, they're very surprised by it. But there should be candles lit when you come home from the Megillah, the Shulchan Aruch, and a set table, a mitum mutzas, and the beds made literally means it should be tablecloths. It should look like a Yom Tif, right? Shouldn't look like a regular weekday. Arvis, Lach HaShemoneh Esrei, and Ma'ariv after Shemoneh Esrei, Omrim Kaddish Shalem, Im Tiskavel, V'Karnas HaMegillah. V'Achar Kach Omrim V'Atah Kadosh, right? Why are we saying that? That's in the Mizmor, Lam Natzeach, that's Shenemar al Esther, right? The Pasuk, Perek Chof Beis and Tilim is all in reference to Esther. Right? V'sham Nemar, Elikei Ekra, the Nemar al Mikra Megillah, Damar Rabbi Shub and Levi, Chayav Anam Likras Megillah, B'layla V'shneis B'yoyim, because you have to read the Megillah twice, one at night and one during the day. Shenemar Elikei Ekra, Yoyimam, V'loysana, V'layla, V'loydemili, right? That's David HaMelech saying, I called out to you at night and you didn't answer. And then during the day, I'm sorry, you didn't answer. And that night, and there's no help for me. Right? So that's a reference to night and to day. And obviously the day Megillah is the more important. And then right after that, it says V'ata Kadosh, some Megillah, that's why we do that whole Atta Kodesh, not because it's similar to Matzah Shabbos or anything like that. Acha kach Kodesh, Kaddish Shalem, beloit Tiskavel. Then you say Kaddish Shalem without Tiskavel, because you only say one Tiskavel Kaddish on davening, and you already said that before the Megillah. Matzah Shabbos, V'inoyam, V'Atta Kodesh, Kaddish Shalem, beloit Tiskavel, V'yitin Lachom, Avdilan Alakois, and then Aleinu. Fine. Hey, Noyagin Litim Kodem Purim Machzis Menamat Be'a Kavu Vois Amakum Vois Azman. You're supposed to give a half a coin of whatever is kavua, so like a half a dollar. Right? It's interesting because in Eretz Yisrael, I think they also, I mean, the shahs, do you do half dollars or do you have shekels? So they have both options usually in the places I've been in Eretz Yisrael. Because the masses shekel they would give in Adar. To pay for the karbanos for the entire year. Minigli ten gimel machzis mishum de parshas kisisa ksiv gimel pamim truma says truma three times, so that's why we give three half shekels. And the minig is to give it in the evening before Megillah. And nowadays they actually most are doing it before Mincha. Fine. Umechalkanos and laniyim, and then that money gets given out to aniyim. Katan potter. Katan's potter and Moviv Nasim Bashvilak, Pamachas, Chayiv La'olam. If the father gave him once, then he's Chayiv La'olam. And it's also
What was that?
women, once the father starts giving Matzah Shekel on behalf of his child, he can't stop. What's your issue?
So I can't stop. I always did it for my kids.
So then don't stop. What's your issue?
Okay. I figure when they get older.
Once they can give, no, they can give it for themselves. You don't have to give for them. They can give themselves, but you can't stop.
Understand what you're saying.
Okay, just relax. I'll explain it to you later. Ben Gimel,
Okay.
Ben Yud Gimel Shana, Naftali found a chumra that he maybe he's not keeping or something. So he's excited. Ben Yud Gimel Shana,
Once a kid
Yesha.
gives their own, yeah? You don't double up.
No, right. You don't have to double up. Right. You just, he gives himself. Once it starts being given on behalf of the child, then it has to be given on behalf of him. Whether he gives it, his mother gives it, his father gives it, his grandmother gives it, his father, he himself, what's the difference? Has to be given.
I'm not sure what he's saying then. Everyone has to give. What's he saying?
A cotton doesn't have to give. Cotton is potter.
How come you tell me if my wife's pregnant to give for them?
That's some. If you do, then you can. But once you start, you can't stop.
Okay.
Ben Yud Gimel Shana Yeshem de Chayev. Some say that a bar mitzvah is chayev. Yeshem de potter. Hachia ben Esther. Right? Some say it's potter until 20. Because 20 is, that's when the real chiyah was with the karbanos, etc.
Is this the expansion?
Correct. But Purim, Vav, but Purim da'ar b'yom yudalad, arva shachas mincha enam ala nisim. If you forget, it's like Hanukkah, which is that you don't repeat. You have to hear at night and during the day. Even the single girls should go to shul. And if they don't go, you need to read it in front of them in the house. Right? So the question from this lashon of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, mashma, that a man reading it for the lady is better than the lady reading it herself. Right? I mean, why can't she just read the Megillah herself? Assuming she knows how to read. Right? Yeah, so from here, it's mashma. It's like mashma like that Mishnah Berurah too, that you should, the woman should not read it herself. A woman asked me on behalf of another woman who's going through a hard time. She does not want to go to shul. And she does not want to have somebody come over to her house to read the Megillah for her. So can she read the Megillah herself? So, and from here it's mashal, she shouldn't. And you're supposed to chayev, to be mechanech the kids, those that have the ability to hear the Megillah. Don't bring anybody very young, Shemavavel and Das Hashemim, because that messes up the people that are listening.
Nowadays you can't go until you're 18?
Yeah, I would say till you maybe 50. Right? Ches. Megillah Shalila also Likris Kodim Tzeisa Kechavim. You're not supposed to read the Megillah before Tzeisa Kechavim, which, of course, we have all the different opinions of when Tzeisa Kechavim is. So, you know, each shul will go with their interpretation of Tzeisa Kechavim. That's even though you're very much in pain because of the tainus. You are allowed to taste a little bit before the Megillah, which we know kitsas means less than a kebeya. And drink a little bit. I'm saying in L'chaira, that would be the right thing to do if you're not going to be able to listen to the Megillah. Right? So, I don't know why more places, I know one shul that does it, they have snack after Megillah. So that's, which would make sense to me. But again, even said, it's only if it's Mitzdar Harbe. So you have a little bit of strength from the weakness of the fast. Tas mitzvah and a woman for sure who's hearing the second kriya laning certainly can take. She has got to wait another hour longer than the men, 2 hours, because an hour for the men's reading or wherever till they get home and then she goes out. So she certainly should take if she's fasting at all. Tas mitzvah nashim. You got to go where there's a majority. The more people you have, the more hither it is. But we go with that. If you have your steady shul, so then you're not mechuyev to go to a big shul. But to make minyanim in houses, etc., that's not lahalacha. But at the minimum, you should hear it with a minyan. Because that's persumenisa. You can read it yourself with the brachas before. You don't read the brachas after. One person knows how to read it and the rest don't know how to read it. And the one that knows will read it and the other ones will listen. You could still be yaitza even though there aren't 10. But the bracha that comes after the Megillah, Hashaheni, Whatever, that's the thing. You don't, the Hashem is a different thing. That's the piyut, right? So that's a question. Also, you should say it, but the Baruch Hashem, Einam Rak Basor, V'af B'loi Shem HaMalchus, Yochel Gam Yochel Lemer. If you'd say Baruch HaTor without saying Hashem's name, then you could say the Baruch if you so choose. Fine. Minig, B'chol Yisrael, he does not read it from the Megillah when it's wrapped up. You fold it over like a letter. It's called the letter of Purim. But those that are listening don't have to do this. I think I saw from the Chazanish that he said only the first few columns do you have to fold. The rest of it you don't have to. I don't think that's the minig. No, the Chazan. After the kriya karcha kula, first you wrap it up. And that's So if the Bal Kaira is an oval, he can't say Shechiyonu in public. He can say Shechiyonu in private. Fine. Yud Beis, Vibrich Shechiyonu Sheyayim, Yechavnu Gamal Mitzvah Shemeshalach Manos, Matar Zevyayim, Masudas Purim. You should have all those three in mind, because we don't make a bracha on that. Now, the question is, first of all, why is that? And the other question is, does it go on Sudas Purim? And he's saying it goes on all the mitzvahs. Matanas of Yoinim, Shlach Manas, Matanas of Yoinim, Sudas Purim. Right? And I think one of them, not everybody agrees to, I'm not remembering. I think Sudas Purim. Okay, I can go off on tangents here, so I'm just going to go by it. V'chein ha-shliach tzibur tzorach she'yichavan lo'yisei etz ha-tzibur gam ha-mitzvah seilu. The shliach tzibur should also have kavana to be mitzi the tzibur with these mitzvahs. Yud gemel ha-kairas ha-megillah tzorach l'chavan lo'yisei etz kol ha-shoimim. The one reading Megillah has to have kavana to be mitzi everybody. V'gam ha-shemeh tzorach l'chavan lo'yisei. And the one listening has to have kavana that he's being yaitza. That's why they make the announcements. Each and every word. Even if you miss one word, you are not yaitza. You have to go back and hear the whole Megillah again. Right? Shaila is if you did, do you make a new bracha or not? That's a whole controversy. The Baal Kair has to be very careful. When they make noise, when they hit Haman, Yishtoik ad Yavar Arash Lagamri, you have to be quiet until the rash goes away, until the noise goes away. Kamakam Roy Venochashi Lachol Echad Megillah Ksheira. It's proper for each person to have their own Megillah. Kideshiyam Ba'atzma Mila Bamila Balachash. You should say it along silently. Pen La Yishma Teva Achas Menakaira. Perhaps you're going to miss a word from the Baal Kaira. But if you don't have a Megillah, that we'll see tomorrow, Bez Hashem. He should not read along. The Kitzur says you should not read along. Right? And if you miss, what you do is if you think you missed the words, and then you quickly read it to yourself and then catch up. A woman who's smart, who's in the Ezos Noshim, it should be great if she also has a Kasha Megillah. I don't think women are knowing this. Kisham Kasha Lishmaya. Because there it's difficult to hear. That's why I think maybe nowadays that our shuls are designed so that the women hear, so maybe they don't need the Megillah. Anoshim chayav as kamei anoshim, women are just as chayav as men. Im loy kitchu as a levana, so this is also a big hack. If you're not mekazesh levana, ninas a b'shas kriyas a Megillah, you stay, you look outside the window of the shul, in the middle of kriyas a Megillah, the levana pops out and it's cloudy. And if you don't, that's usually the last night to do kriyas, to do kiddush levana. So what do? Do you leave in the middle? Do you not? So that's also a big,
you could
tumult.
Okay.
That's it. Okay. Fine. Everybody should have a fine night. Matzliach tikkun night.
Did the kitzur say how much the machzir shekel equals? How much it should be?